All right, got another guest in the studio. Our DA is here, Warren Montgomery. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Charles.
Good. So, real quick, I think the last time we spoke, weren't you going on a little jaunt, a little trip, a little family deal or something?
I did. I went with my wife and one of my daughters and one of my sons to Scotland.
Yes, you did. How was that?
It was interesting. They drive on the other side of the road.
Well, there is that. I've heard that, yes.
And I was the driver, so it was a bit of an adjustment.
Yeah. Weather was nice, though. I mean, cool. And
Well, we've been burning up here.
Yeah.
And it was probably the high there. Now, I don't want anybody throwing stones at me through the radio. The high there was probably 70.
Wow.
I know. Wasn't that nice?
Yeah. All right. So, but a pretty place.
It is a pretty place. And an interesting place, and the Scots are an interesting group of people. You and I were talking about that off air. So it was fascinating, and I encourage everybody to take a trip to Scotland, particularly if you have some Scottish heritage.
All right. So let's get into it. What are we talking about today?
Well, I know all your listeners are driving around right now. They may be at home, and you've seen these signs pop up for these different political people running for public office. And I just wanted to, one, express my appreciation to the people who are running for political office, and particularly their families. You know, it's a sacrifice. My wife, Val, puts up with a lot for me to be in public office. You're accused of all sorts of things.
Right.
Your name is kind of drug through the mud. But we need good people in public office. And so we have people, you know, we have the gubernatorial candidates. We have people running for all other statewide offices. We have people running for parish president, for sheriff, for the parish council, for the legislative seats, for all sorts of judicial races. And I want to encourage our listeners, you know, if you see somebody running for public office, thank them. And particularly if you see their spouse or a family member, thank them for putting themselves out there, and being willing to make the sacrifice to serve our community in a public way. It's not easy. It takes a lot of courage and fortitude, but we need those people. We need people to run for public office with a servant's heart, and we need to be grateful to them and be thankful to them and give them our thanks.
Did you, and I can't remember, but I remember when you were running, was that the first time you had run for a public office or no?
No, I had run for a judgeship. I don't know if it was 6 years before that or some period of time. So that was the second time I ran for a public office. But
and what, as far as in your mindset, why did you do it? I mean, why did you run?
Well, I looked at the other candidates, and there were many fine people running. And there's so many fine people running for these public offices today. But I looked at them, and I thought, you know what? What are the qualifications for that office? What does our community really need? And do I have that background and qualification? And I did. And I thought, well, I really think I'm the best person for this job, and I want our community to prosper and to flourish and to grow. So, Warren, why not do it? The only reason not to do it is, well, you may lose, and people will laugh at you, and they'll say, who did he think he was that he thought he could do this and that? But, you know, that's the same thing they tell you when you go out for the football team or the cheerleading squad or anything. When you go out and reach and try to contribute, you may not make it, may not make the team. You may not be the starting quarterback.
You got to be willing to lose.
You got to be willing to lose. And as long as you are doing it with the right motive, I think you're going to be all right.
Okay. We're going to come back. More to talk about with our DA. We're going to play some Lake Lute, too. That's all coming up. Let's get back with the DA, Warren Montgomery. We're talking about people being willing to serve, and we always talk about people being willing to serve in the Army, for example, or other places as a public servant, as a police officer, a first responder. It's no different in the political realm. We certainly don't treat them the same way, but we've got to have good people who are willing to put themselves in service.
We really do, and those good people need the support of good people like your listeners. When you run for public office, whether it's the first time or the second time, you don't have all the resources and all the money and all the some political machine to run for public office, and you need good people to come out and help you. And I want to tell you, when I ran for DA, it was amazing to me because it restored, in some respects, my faith in the American dream, because there are people who I didn't even know who, you know, they didn't owe me anything, and I wasn't going to be able to do anything for them. And they came out and helped me and just volunteered and did this and did the other thing and encouraged me. It was a beautiful, beautiful experience in that regard. And so I want to encourage our listeners, look, if you know somebody who's running for public office or a candidate that you like or whatever else, get involved. Call them, call their campaign, volunteer to help. You don't have to have a lot of money. You don't have to be a great public speaker, but you can do things to help them. And that is kind of the seed of our democracy, is good people running for public office and good people helping those good people run for public office. That makes our community much, much stronger.
Have I ever told you my Boise State story?
No. Tell us. Right. Can you tell it now?
I can. Good, it's going to be quick. I'm going to give you the abridged version.
Yes, sir.
My dad was in politics years and years ago. For some reason, I got invited to Boise State. That probably had something to do with it. He came and spoke to the Boise State while we were there. A day or two later, they put out a little Boise State newspaper. And this guy writes this story basically calling my dad a liar.
Ooh.
And they published it on the front page of this newspaper.
Wow.
And it, for all of Boise State. And so here I am at 17 years of age. I did not respond well. I found out he wrote it anonymously, but I found out who he was.
Yeah.
And went to his room, and I was going to cold cock him. I was ready to get, I was going to get kicked out of Boise State. I was done. I was so angry.
Yeah, yeah.
And once I got in there, I couldn't do it. I could not bring myself to hit him.
Well, good.
But, well, I'm not done with the story. he had a stereo in the window. It was a little jam box. I ascertained that it was his, and I told him that I'd come up there to hit him, but I wasn't going to do that, but then I chunked his stereo out the window.
Oh,
we were on the fourth floor.
Mm-hmm.
So I got put in Boise State jail with Miss Mississippi.
Well, it could have been worse. With Mississippi?
Miss Mississippi.
You were in jail with Miss Mississippi?
Well,
Charles, not everyone has your good fortune.
It's a strange story, but she was coming to speak to the Boise State that night. I was in trouble. We were in the office together, so I got to hang out with her.
Does your wife know about the story?
Yes, yes, she's heard it. and I didn't get kicked out of Boise State, but I say all that to say, you talked about the families.
Yes.
And I, even at 17, was not equipped to handle something as simple as that.
Right.
I mean,
right.
And you get the same thing. People will say and do terrible things
to our
political candidates.
Right. When you run for public office, it's unfortunate, but people will lie about you. They'll say misleading things, deceptive things, manipulative things. And, you know, you can't answer all the lies.
Right.
And the other thing is just it's interesting you mentioned it. The guy's letter was anonymous.
Yeah.
You know, he's not even willing to say who it is who's writing this letter, claiming that someone else is lying.
Like social media today.
Yeah. And so, you know, I encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get a lot of stuff in the mail from people in the next 30 to 60 days. You know, don't believe everything that anybody puts down. And there's a great quote from Winston Churchill. And he said, "You've got enemies. That means that sometime, some place in your life, you stood up for something."
That's good.
You know, so if you've got enemies in your life, maybe that's because you stood up to do something right.
All right. That's good. All right. We're going to come back because I want to talk about, we've got a couple of forums coming up that we're involved in. You're going to those forums.
Yes, sir.
And it's for the elections coming up. We're going to talk about those next. All right, so we're back with the DA, Warren Montgomery, talking about politics. And I do want to talk, first thing, I do think we have a great slate of candidates that have stepped forward to run here locally when you look at who's putting themselves out there.
We certainly do.
And then the we're working with the local chambers. They're doing a couple of forums, in particular, one for the parish presidents that's next week.
Yes.
And then one for the sheriff's race in September. And we're going to broadcast those live, so right here on the lake.
Right. Thank you guys for doing that. That is a compliment to the lake, being a great corporate citizen and broadcasting that so that your listeners can hear directly from the candidates and answering questions and giving their version of what they think this parish needs.
I think at the end of the day, as a candidate, don't you just want to make your message clear, right? I mean, isn't that what you want? A chance for people to hear what you have to say?
Absolutely. And as voters, we're looking for information.
Yeah.
So we can make the right decision, accurate information. And hearing it straight from the candidate's mouth is a very good way and to be able to make the judgment.
Okay. All right. What have we missed? We talked a little politics and stereos thrown out the window. What else?
No, I think, you know, I tell you, I want to say, I don't think we've had many, if any, injuries or deaths in St. Tammany Parish as a result of, or the North Shore, as a result of children being locked in cars. And every year we talk about that and how it's important to be careful and take certain precautions. Now, we're still in the heat. It's not over with yet. But I want to compliment your listeners that apparently we're doing the right things to make sure we don't put our children in danger.
Very good. All right. Well, we always enjoy the visits. Thank you for the visit, and we'll see you in a month.
Thank you, and God bless, Charles.
All right. There's the DA, Warren Montgomery. We're going to come back with one more guest right after this.